This is Dr. Vince Balanzi. Let's talk a little bit about the big pharmaceutical companies, commonly called Big Pharma. I think there's been a lot more evidence coming out that they're not to be trusted. That's pretty evident. In fact, fewer and fewer people are trusting the big pharmaceutical companies. But one thing I want to talk about is how you're influenced by them. They've studied very well how to market to you. They used to market to the doctors, but that only goes so far. Unfortunately, doctors get so busy that that may be all the knowledge they have is what comes straight for the company. In fact, you should learn a little bit about how this whole system works. Maybe you already know. But the FDA is not out there to protect you. The FDA is, in a sense, controlled by those pharmaceutical companies. Do you know that the salaries of the FDA workers are actually paid by the pharmaceutical companies? You probably thought it was by you. Did you know that most of the people who approve the drugs are also paid by the companies that they're regulating? It's not a very clean system at all. In fact, you're not getting any kind of an unbiased opinion when the FDA makes an opinion and allows a drug to go out there. In fact, most companies don't bother to submit negative studies. They don't have to. They only have to submit the studies that they want to. Now, if I make something and I only have to submit the positive studies, I'll probably have a better time getting things approved. You should look into that a little bit. But let's get back where we started. I want you to be more educated and a little less trusting of everything that you're told. The pharmaceutical companies are out there to make money. What you have to do is learn when it's enough.